1930s, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the nation through a series of radio broadcasts known as the Fireside Chats. His aim was to reassure the common man that our society would recover from its troubled times. Well, we're far from 1930, and I deal with a different kind of fire. For a new era of worldly frustration, we offer a fresh conversation. I'm Greg Carlwood, and these are the Fireside Chats.
Listen up, people. I am here with Ari Shaffir, the guy who spawned the idea for Shroomfest, which I'm totally psyched to be here questioning him about the first Shroomfest. So, I mean, what really is Shroomfest?
Shroomfest is an international mushroom festival. We're all doing mushrooms across the globe, all together. Not in the same place, but in the same frame of mind, you know.
We're gonna be doing it on the Higher Side Chats. We will send Ari anything that happens.
Get shroomed out and fucking tape one of these.
They're filling in for Ryan Dunn today, who just couldn't make it. On the last day of Shroomfest, which is kind of an event, Ari Shaffir, I guess, started the Shroomfest idea.
Yes, this is the first annual Shroomfest created by Ari Shaffir, best known as the internet sensation, The Amazing Racist. That you can find on YouTube and all over the place.
Hi, I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm the Amazing Racist.
For an Asian, she kind of has an ass, huh?
Fried rice.
No, say it. Say it with the art.
Fried. Can you do it?
Yeah, it's like 420, but for shrooms.
Exactly.
And it's 3 days long instead of one.
Do you think it needed to be 3 days? Do you think you need 3 days for mushrooms?
Well,
depends on how many you're doing.
Yeah. I don't think you need 3 days to do them, but it does make for one hell of a party.
Fuck yeah. Which is what we are doing right now.
That is correct.
My lovely girlfriend was nice enough to give us all an equal dose. How do you normally ingest? How do you normally? What's your favorite? You just eat them?
I just eat them.
It's like,
why waste time preparing the preparations and just trying to make teas and all this other stuff when it's just right there? You just eat it. It's all going the same way.
This is how I do them.
Really?
Just dip them in water first, moistens them up.
It's the heat that pulls it out.
Like, you ever sit in the sun all day and get fucking tired as shit just because you're in the sun? It's because the heat from the sun is taking shit out of you.
Yeah, I got sunstroke in Thailand.
Orange juice is supposed to...
We used to do orange juice when we would take other hallucinogens.
They say vitamin C is the best thing to take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rough.
Yeah, I'm having a cigarette before we start.
Oh, yeah. We'll go back and restart.
Again. Oh, we already started?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Nigga, I'll kill you, I'll chop you up, put you inside the mattress like drug money, nigga.
I like to think that my kids, my potential kids, I just don't have any kids, but in 20 years, my kids could be sneaking out on June 20th to do Shroomfest. And I could be like, you know what?
I was at the first Shroomfest. I was part of it.
Your fucking father, before he hated you.
Talk to the guy. Yeah, before he skipped out.
Talk to the actual man who set forth this. Actually helped to spread the word about it before he hated you and beat you.
He beat you mercilessly for not going to bed on time.
We've all eaten about an eighth of mushrooms, 3.5 dried grams. It was about 15 minutes ago?
About 15, 20 minutes. So in about another 10 minutes, we should be just starting
roll
to hit.
On the floor.
Exactly.
All fucked up.
To make this happen. This was actually, I figured, what's the most appropriate place to celebrate Shroomfest than on the Higher Side Chats?
The last time you were here, we did the exact
Exactly,
thing.
Yes, for your birthday.
That is what it was for.
Paul wasn't here. Paul wasn't cool back then.
No.
Paul, how long have you been doing
barely cool now
at the Comedy Store?
I started doing open mic there a few years ago and got serious about it, I guess about two years ago. I've been working there for about a year now, so.
What is the... Because you guys both actually work. You don't just perform at the store. You work for the store, right?
Yeah.
What is the process... Like, I guess you have to do a show in front of Mitzi?
No. That's the Hollywood. That's the Hollywood stuff.
She doesn't come down here to do this.
Oh
things?
No. I've seen her twice in these 6.5 years I've been at the Comedy Store. 5 years working.
But you do have to, basically, you have to audition? Do you have to be a comic to work for the store, too?
Yeah. Well, for the guys, that's how we find who the next guy is, because as soon as you, when you get a job there, you get moved up to the Best of San Diego, which means you're no longer on the open mic. You're doing shows 3 nights a week. Eventually, you're good to do weekend shows. And, you know, it's a process.
And everybody's paying the rent.
Not really. No. It's
not enough.
Everybody else has day jobs. I don't have a day job because my day job is the Comedy Store, and I get a lot of perks. Like, I bartend there too, so I get tips, which keeps me afloat. He's just broke.
It's awesome to be able to do this on Shroom Fest. And last day, Ari was cool enough to come and meet me at the Comedy Store last time he was here to talk about the Shroom Fest. And I like it because I think people, I think in a lot of cases, people just have, if you just say it's a holiday for something, people do it. That's really just all it takes. Like Cinco de Mayo, oh, everybody's going to get drunk. You know, I could be in AA for 2 years, but hey.
Cinco de Mayo, it's an excuse.
So I think for having a day for Shroom Fest is just...
Overdue.
Awesome.
It's a three-day event.
Yeah. Is today the 20th?
Yeah, today is the 20th. I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
I think Father's Day weekend was a misplay.
That's right. No, I ranted and raved about my piece.
What
of
better
shit
gift for your dad than mushrooms?
Right? That's,
I don't think that would fly.
Him leaving. See, that's why.
Yeah, I wouldn't fly.
That's why the last day of Shroom Fest is the day after Father's Day. Because you know, if the fathers didn't leave, then we probably would never have done shrooms.
Right.
Just that. But Paul's dad's still around.
Yeah. Just, I was just a fucked up kid.
He's just a fuck up. No excuse. No excuse for this one.
But at least I don't try to make one.
So what was the last time you did mushrooms when you were on the show?
Yeah, the last time I did mushrooms was on this show.
March 25th.
I think. So
it's a good couple months. Mushrooms are not something you can do every day. You'll end up like Dave.
Oh yeah, that's why he's not here.
Paul, when was the last time you did mushrooms?
It's been at least 10 years. At least.
Are you serious?
It's been at least 10 years.
And yeah, you're doing it here.
On the higher side chats. That's
right. Higher side chats.
I appreciate being a part of this milestone in your life.
Thank you.
On the wagon with mushrooms.
Yeah. It was never something where I was like, oh, I don't want to do them. It was just, you know, the right opportunity and everything else, so... I guess hanging out with comics now, I'm around a lot more drugs than I was.
A lot more freedoms.
When I was married to Satan, so...
That's my
first wife. Right, my current wife, I would never refer to as Satan because...
She's
really awesome. My current wife is fucking awesome, but yeah, my first one was Satan.
Your first wife, would she bitch at you if you did something like this? Was she that kind of...
I went home, I didn't smoke anything. I didn't do any drugs the whole time we were married, except for I went home for like a week for vacation and I smoked out with a buddy, and she was like flipped out, like threatened divorce over this shit, man. Like, it just irrational.
By the way, shit's just starting to hit me right now.
Yeah.
So it's about that time.
Yeah.
So it looks like what? I like drugs.
Yeah, it's a great... I just like the idea as soon as I came in. People are really into it. Just do shrooms, have fun, plan your parties.
It's very exciting.
It's
I think it does a lot to...
This girl on the radio today, she was like, I want to, but I have my girlfriend's like bachelorette party. I'm like, then yeah, that's go to the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And you just see her face light up like, oh my God, yeah.
You can do that.
No one's ever done bachelorette parties on mushrooms. No one's done that. That's epic. Whatever you got to do, don't use that as an excuse. Use that as like, ooh, that'll be way cooler on shrooms.
It does a lot to remove the mystery and the danger from mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Mushrooms are kind of thought to be a next level for potheads and people of that sort. And I think it does a lot to just make it a little bit sillier, like, hey, you know, you're not going to, it's not that dangerous. It's just fun.
Nobody
just
ODs on it.
Times.
What's going to happen is nothing. You might get diarrhea later. Once you recover, you're going to get a little diarrhea.
I always kind of have an upset stomach.
Yeah.
I don't feel like great afterwards. But the laughs, you have amazing laughs.
Such great ones.
If you go out walking, every group of people you see seems like characters of themselves, and you can like categorize them just very left. Easily.
Man, I did a bunch of shrooms at the Ottawa Blues Festival last year, and as I was leaving, I knew everybody else that was on shroom. I could just see them.
Yeah, you could.
They're on it. They're on it. They're on it. All these people sober.
Anyways, back to your miserable wife, your ex-wife. No, he actually asked his wife last, his new wife, his wonderful, amazing wife. He asked her if he can come do this stuff today.
Yeah, I called her last night. I was like, "Are you good with this?" She's like, "Oh yeah, whatever."
Get a hall pass, like the movie.
I mean, she and you know, she's super cool. We got married last August, so we're coming up on our year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And like when we got a couple nights beforehand, I had the bachelor party, and she told my boy Will, who this guy's been my brother since we were kids and shit. She like gave him money for the strippers. Was like, make sure he
has all this.
Make
stuff
sure he has a good have. Night and gave me a stack of ones and that's, you know. So yeah, she's cool as shit.
Yeah, my girl's pretty fucking cool. She weighed all this shit out for us, and then she just
I know.
Walk.
Yeah, that was awesome.
that's a good girl.
Hopefully, she comes back.
What kind of training is involved with that, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, I stumbled into it. I don't know. She's going to catch on one of these days.
Sweet.
And I'll be left paying more rent than I can afford. And I'll be doing these from an outlet outside of fucking Moondoggies.
Oh, man.
So I'm feeling like I definitely have taken mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's far out. Magical mushrooms could have medical benefits, researchers say, in Yahoo News. Just sitting right next to me. Does anybody want to read this?
You can read it if you want.
No, not right now.
No, basically they're just saying, I think it's happening a lot more in the media. The more I see is medical marijuana, mm-hmm. and then the next thing to roll out is mushrooms. I mean, in Amsterdam they have mushrooms. They sell them in dispensaries. Yeah. So it's kind of the next thing. But right now, yeah, it was yesterday on three different websites. I saw the same story of people at Johns Hopkins University, mm-hmm. they see that there might be some medical benefits of mushrooms. It's like, no
and that's been, there's been theories about that for a really long time.
Well, apparently, I guess it's like 90% of the people there had long-lasting positive experiences. Right. They say it changed their life, you know. And then it says, it says long-lasting positive experiences on there, and then it follows up with, it gave someone the courage to leave their husband. Positive for who?
They didn't gain up the courage. They just had a bad dose and just wigged the fuck out. And it's like, I was a monster.
Do you guys put all that kind of metaphysical stuff on mushrooms? Or do you just see it? Do you see it as a way to get fucked up? Or are you just having
recreation.
Fun?
I'm certainly not going to claim that it's helping me with any medical issues right now.
Well, right, but do you think there's anything people talk about?
I think there's validity to it. I mean, like, especially with some of the psychological conditions. I mean, it cracks me up that people are so quick to judge natural stuff when Prozac numbers are through the roof and Adderall and, like, all these different... tons of different antidepressants and drugs that are made for ADD and everything else. It's like they're being taken in record numbers, and nobody talks about that. But you know, marijuana is automatically attacked.
Like you know. Mushrooms and weed and pretty much mushrooms and weed. I won't even throw any other drug in that category. Is they make it. They make you sit there and think, you're like, God. You look at your life and you're like, man, I am just going to work every day. Letting some asshole tell me what to do. I have no fucking control of anything. For what? For some change? For some fucking money? Just so I can, you know, live paycheck to paycheck and barely keep just, a roof over my head? And
just so I can get fed. I got to deal with this guy's shit just so I can eat.
Those are the drugs that really tune me into that kind of thought process. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm just going to get drunk every night, I'll just wake up with a hangover, you know, get a cup of coffee and get my ass to work. You know, that you don't really have the introspective thoughts on them. I don't know if mushrooms and weed cause those.
I think they
that out of you, but
I think they open up creativity and everything. Like, I love what George Carlin said about his writing process is that he would like spend time like weeks or whatever writing,
weeks
and then when he was ready to get all the punchlines out, he'd smoke.
Yeah,
and that helped him. You know, he'd set the premise up. He'd set the premise of the jokes up, but then for the punchline, you know, he would use that for creativity. So I think it can be, it can definitely open up that. The creative side of people.
It does open up a creative process. It definitely enhances a way of thinking. And it's like normal people, I use the term normal people as like people that don't do comedy, that aren't comics, that aren't on stage. Normal people. Yeah, Greg. Well, you're not really normal because you have this.
Blurring the line, trying to.
But
without the internet, I would have killed myself.
But yeah, but normal people, they don't think of things in a certain way because they're born and bred to do this only little thing. But people that do comedy or entertainment or something artistic, you know, they view things in a whole different demeanor. Whereas comics, you can talk about whatever the fuck you feel like saying.
Right.
And I'm starting to lose where this started off.
No, but I mean, as a comic, like, it's hard to hold conversations.
I'm trying to say is we do drugs. That's where we're all wrapped up. We do drugs, so we see things in a different way.
Do you see shrooms as more of a... more than just a, obviously more than a party drug.
Yeah, it's not just a fun time. Yeah, absolutely. I see things clearly. When I'm on mushrooms, I sort of see things clearly. I'm not talking about any sort of metaphysical like connection to the universe or to others. If you want to believe that, that's fine. I'm more of an atheist. I don't believe in sort of that stuff. I'm not going to tell you you're a liar or you're wrong, but to me, it's just like, it helps me see clearly. Like, have you ever talked through a problem and you're like, oh, I get it. That girl's cheating on me. I get it now.
Exactly.
It just helps you see things clearly. So I made a rule the first time I did mushrooms. I was like, I should compliment other comics more. I don't know why I don't compliment them. And so I remember calling my friend Chris Fairbanks. Writing him. I was like, you're a really cool comic. You're an interesting technique.
That's funny you say that, because just a few...
That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So no, mushrooms helped me do that.
A few episodes ago, I was talking about, like, I had the same exact feeling with ecstasy.
Yeah.
My roommate started... He wanted to spin fire, you know, a fire boy.
Yeah.
And he started doing it with tube socks and tennis balls to get the feel down of spinning fire.
Oh, cool.
And I was just like, I did ask him, like, you know, I watch him do this all the time. I never say anything. You know, he's doing it by himself. He doesn't get any encouragement. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, go for it, dude. You know, spin that fucking fire.
It's nice to be able to say,
we're
good
two blocks from
the
beach, you know? Like, good job practicing. Get out on the beach and spin some fucking
fire.
It's
easy to shit on things, but you can also just easily point out the good stuff.
Right. And drugs.
And then you feel better about it.
Of a lot of types make that just easier to do.
Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but some of them. And mushrooms really does. I remember calling my friend, telling him I was just so sorry about his dad dying. And I just never really wanted to... I just felt bad about it for him. And he's like, thanks, man. What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm on some mushrooms. He's like, all right, that makes sense.
It's fun when you can have, like... You know, I'm sure that I will definitely at some point have to go back to the day job grind, which I'm not looking forward to. But I don't think I can go back to what I was doing before because it was... soul crushing, and sometimes you need some. You know, you definitely need something to take the edge off. And if it's, you know, if pot or mushrooms is your thing, then cool. I don't think that there's anything different than it's nothing different than taking Prozac or antidepressants or whatever. It helps to fill a chemical imbalance in some people.
I guess you think people just naturally they'll find the drug that they like the most and stick with that.
Yeah,
that's what just fits for them.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, like, if crack is your drug, then you're going to find that, and it's going to,
you
know.
You don't think there's an excuse to say, I just have a crack personality?
Right, I was just...
That's just filling in my need, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm taking, It's like I just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? You know, some people get high, some people get drunk. Crack. That's going to be my thing. I'm just going to pick up rocks and smoke them.
I can say that I'm at a point with these mushrooms now that it is hard to follow my own train of thought, and it's also hard to listen to a full sentence from either one of you guys. It's hard
to the walls are dancing.
The
right
end
now,
of a sentence, I'm like, where the fuck... What were we talking about? Jobs.
Yeah, who works? Fuck work.
Working. I'm going there tomorrow. In less than 12 hours, I might as well be in prison.
At least you're not driving a bus or anything, though.
Nothing important like that where people's lives, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not a fireman.
I've done more drugs than firefighters.
That
makes me feel super safe the next time I have to dial 911.
They're like, we're not cops. We're just... They're to fucking put out fires and save old people. Like, they do. They party more than anybody else that I've ever met in my life. Firefighters.
Firefighters?
Firefighters. But you gotta be fucked up. Like, hey, look, everything.
You definitely have to have a different personality to be willing.
Everything in there is on fire, and I'm just gonna walk in there and then, like, they do shit. That's You know, you gotta
be crazy.
The
only two guys I know who are firefighters were pretty fucking crazy and weird.
Yeah, see?
They were like the only people who tried everything else. They're the people who tried every fucking other thing, couldn't get into any other every other school program too long. But the firefighting one is like a few weeks shorter than police academy.
Well, it's definitely
like, I can do that one.
It's the Air Force.
It's a generational thing too. It's like the military. You know, yeah. It's like, oh well, my grandfather was a firefighter and my dad was a firefighter.
Air Force,
you know,
people got to be able to fly planes.
Well,
that's the hardest thing there is.
Yeah, well, you still
planes
put
don't
out
naturally
fires.
Fly,
that's like,
but
that's like
cars naturally.
Firefighters are like the Air Force of the military circuit. That's,
the crazy ones?
Yeah, like, well, they're not really crazy towards, like, easier to get into firefighting than it is
right,
the police
same
force. I'm just going off again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. You're just good at your Amtrak.
They're good troops. They're good troops. It's all right.
And it was a whole eighth. Shit just kind of starts hitting you. And I just wolfed them down. I'm sorry. I didn't even wait.
Me too.
I was like, oh, yeah.
It is. It's funny to have. I know I'm gonna look back at this and laugh, but at this point, I'm like, I don't want to do this at all.
You don't even want to do the podcast now.
I don't. I see that cracked open door, and I'm like, frisbee golf or something.
Get outside.
For this, I like the idea of connecting everybody to each other too. Like, it's
yeah.
sort of internet age. So I made a Facebook, like, a fan page for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's a place people
and
can
Twitter
go post.
And Facebook
yeah,
is...
post pictures and whatever. Twitter, we got a hashtag, Shroomfest.
Exactly.
So anything you do, fucking hashtag it up. And people just exactly. follow along in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, some crazy shit's going down.
It really is.
Look at my friend Bobby. He's hugging the dirt. And you just take a picture of that. You're like, oh, hi. This guy's shooting me. I'm going to shoot him tomorrow. Or I shoot him yesterday. Let me watch these guys today.
Do you have any concerns about it being... You know, the way people put up salvia videos of it just being nonsense, just craziness. Do you have any concerns of it being nonsense? Do you want people to get something out of it, or do you really
care?
Yeah,
I want to see that it's a cool thing and just fucking do it.
You see,
I don't want, for myself, I don't want anything out of it. I might host a place on my website, arishafir.com or arithegreat.com, just to, like, a place to put people, like, pictures and videos and stuff, just to host them. But, like, I don't want anything out of it. I just want the idea of everybody doing them. I just like it. So it's like, for whatever reason, I got the idea, so I'm in charge.
No, that's
you know,
shit.
And then so let's just do it. Let's get it done.
So yeah, go eat a shit ton of shrooms, relax for a little bit, talk amongst friends, and then when it's time to go, it's time to go. I feel like a giant right now. that's just me.
We're hitting on a lot of deep subjects here. A lot of substance.
Mike feels like
podcasts.
A giant.
We're all about to start tearing up. And this is when it needs to end.
I think so, yeah.
We are peaking right now, I think, is what we're all trying to say.
And it's going to be really hard to...
If we're not peaking...
That's an early peak, right?
It probably pretty much is, but I mean, I feel like if this is not halfway there, then I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're like, what
I'm not halfway there yet.
What is an hour from now going to be like?
Yeah, right? I'm feeling
I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
You guys want to go somewhere?
I just want to go hang out with Ari Shafir.
Like, to me, this is the end of my fucking day. My day is derailed.
That's why you're smart to do this at your house.
We had to drive. I had to pick up Paul in East County.
He had to drive all the way. Because I was like, I can't. I'm down to do it, but I can't drive afterwards.
And I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. Oh, look at that. Somebody just walked in. There she is.
Of
She's
course.
Back from her walk. How you feeling? She's giggling. She's giggling. Teresa just walked in. She's a regular guest here, right?
Yeah, she lives here.
That's
okay. She's heckling me.
Yeah, I think we're the guests. This is her house.
Yeah, we're in her house. This is her living room. We're invading her space. It's always about her.
Yeah. We had this conversation.
Yes.
So I don't let them get involved in these types of things.
But I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, we'll edit that out. I'm about ready, guys.
I'm about ready, too.
Do you feel that way?
I'm feeling...
This has nothing to do with your guys' life. You know, you guys already are out of your shitty day.
I do have one interesting piece of history, though, before we go. I was listening to the intro, and it was talking about FDR doing the fireside chats. I used to work at the U.S. Grant Hotel, which I probably shouldn't admit on anything that's being recorded. But I used to work at the U.S. Grant Hotel, and
it's like top secret shit. You know, it's like head CIA. He worked at this hotel.
Well, no, I just don't want to announce to people that I might have to ask for a job in a couple months that I was doing mushrooms.
See, that's the fuck up. Yeah, exactly. You are. I'm the extreme. You're in the middle. You're trying to live like he lives because you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, well.
Come back to living like I live.
Yeah.
I'm in limbo right now. Who knows? I'm in limbo right now. But, anyways, the U.S. Grand Hotel, the penthouse suite, which I got to live in for a couple months when I first moved to San Diego, which was awesome, was originally it was the first radio station that was ever in California. And FDR owned a home in Coronado, so yeah, he did a lot of his fireside chats from that radio station at the U.S. Grand Hotel. So.
Oh, right there in San Diego.
Right in downtown San Diego.
That's what mushrooms are all about, is everybody feels like we're one, and we pretty much are fucking one, yeah. Right?
So our brains have melted together in this.
All right.
Later.
Good night.
Anything you want to plug before we go? Like any shows?
La Jolla Comedy Store.
Yeah, La Jolla Comedy. We should probably plug that.
Yeah, right. Hey, go to the La Jolla Comedy Store on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Sundays, and you can see Mike Vinn and Paul Herman.
Yeah, we got Wednesday we have the New World Order of Comedy or some shit.
Might not be
Bob Hansen.
I talked to you guys about that, but it's not going to happen. Yeah. We came, we tried, we're going to call it a day because I'm fucked.
Adios.
I'd like to hear a song. There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, let children laugh, the Lord said, let children laugh.